time for another edition of Spine Fit Radio with Dr. Sean Riley. Hello, Dr. Riley.
Hi, Scott.
You know, I've watched TV for about a total of 30 minutes today, and no kidding, I've seen at least two, if not three, advertisements for spine surgeries and spine surgery centers. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we obviously get quite a few phone calls, emails from patients, a lot of patients that are coming in asking questions about, you know, they were, or making comments they saw a spine surgeon, whether it's a neurosurgeon or an orthopedist, and they had recommended some type of surgery. And, you know, what do I do? What are your thoughts? Obviously, there's all kinds of different conditions that might result in surgery. And so it's tough to speak to this. Generally speaking, I'm just going to, you know, speak about spine surgery as a whole, but there's all kinds of different conditions. And I think, obviously, proper diagnosis, I go back to that, it's very, very important. And when I say proper diagnosis, you know, diagnosis, what is the problem? Is there a disc problem? Is there something a little more serious? I mean, could it potentially be, I mean, something very, very nasty? Do you have, what kind of symptoms are you having? So I go back to diagnosis is very, very important. So when a patient comes in, I'm always going to check through, you know, check over their imaging, you know, what kind of testing have they had, what kind of exams, who have they seen, and those different things. So I always, you know, I'm going to start because I'm in a conservative field with, you know, recommending some kind of conservative therapy if indicated. And what that means is if a patient comes in, they had seen a spine surgeon, they've recommended potentially a surgery on down the road, I'm going to talk to that patient to see if there's some things that could potentially be done conservatively: chiropractic, physical therapy, rehab, exercise, modifying your activity. And if I feel like one of those, you know, things are possibly an option, that we're going to, what I'll typically tell a patient, Scott, is, okay, we're going to try this for maybe a week or two, maybe 2 to 4 weeks to see how you respond. If not, then, you know, we're going to get you back over to your, to the surgeon, and, you know, you're going to visit with them and you can move forward. You know, I obviously think that some surgeons are much more aggressive than others. And, you know, some are, you know, that's what surgeons do. They go to school to cut. And there are some very, very talented neurosurgeons that I work closely with here in Tulsa, and some orthopedic surgeons. They're really, really good at what they do is, but what they do. And, you know, I think what's good is when you go to a surgeon, if they give you an option of, okay, you know, how bad do you feel? How are you feeling now? Or a surgeon might say, you know, Scott, you're going to know when you need this. I thought that's a good sign. And so if they're mentioning things like that, then I think it's, you know, an option to try some type of conservative care. Other times, you know, they're going to say, listen, you've got maybe some foot drop or some really nasty things going on. I don't really see any other options or alternatives for you. Okay. So this is what I think we should move forward with. So, you know, second opinions, I'm real big on second opinions. You know, if you go to a surgeon and they recommend some type of surgery, it's not going to hurt anything to maybe follow up with another doctor to get their thoughts on that. Because once you're cut on, there's really no going back. And there's a lot of research and evidence showing, or that's kind of coming out these days, of failed fusions, spinal surgeries, and so forth. So as a chiropractor, you know, a lot of chiropractors are completely, you know, on one side of the fence. They don't believe in surgery. I'm exactly the opposite. I think surgery is obviously a great option when indicated, just as long as we're, you know, maybe jumping through some hoops beforehand. Because like I said, once we're cut on, there's no going back.
And the beauty of Tulsa Spine and Rehab is, you know, perhaps some chiropractic activity is in order, but maybe not. Maybe it's physical therapy and you're able to sort of choose the best track for what is needed.
Yeah, and we've spoken about this in the past, Scott. I think it's important to tell people not only what they need, but what they don't need. A lot of times when these neurosurgeons or orthopedic surgeons refer me patients, you know, manipulation is not going to be a good fit for that patient. Okay, there might be a serious disc issue and that disc is overloaded, or there's a herniation and it's causing a lot of leg pain or sciatic type pain. We don't want to get in there and start moving that joint around a bunch. What we want to try to do is figure out how we're able to stabilize their spine, keep them neutral throughout activity, and build up their trunk and their core. So it's not, you know, I think it's important to know what to do, but also not what to do. Real quick, you know, there's a lot of other options besides what we do here as well. You know, epidural steroid injections, they've kind of had a bad rap this last year and a half, but, you know, I think that's a good option for some folks. Medication management, maybe modifying your activity, but I think it's important to do your research and your homework, to get everything laid out in front of you, visit with someone you trust, and maybe get a second opinion. I think all very, very good things.
And to that end, you know, if someone is doing research on the internet about back pain, and maybe they've come across this podcast, back pain does not necessarily mean surgery at all.
100%. There's all different causes of back pain and the effects of it. So I think it's important that, and also I may want to mention, let's be careful when we get on Dr. Google and start doing research and so forth. It's important to sit down with a credible practitioner, provider, doctor, physician, whoever it may be. Visit with them if you're comfortable with them, asking the proper questions and figuring out if you have any options from there.
Dr. Sean Riley with Tulsa Spine and Rehab, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Scott.